Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella, and today on the program, we're going to hear from Nancy Hamilton. She's an executive director with Hearthstone, and she's going to tell us about the social living model that they have at Jefferson Place. Jefferson Place has kind of an interesting kind of idea behind it. Explain the concept of social living, I guess you could call it.
So social model of care is knowing who our residents are. We're kind of stemming from the Pioneer Network, where they've looked at transitioning from a clinical model of care to a social model, really making our living space more home-like, knowing our residents individually and providing better quality of care and quality of life.
Well, what's the traditional model of a skilled nursing facility?
What you've probably seen in the past is where we've had more of a clinical model of care, basically based on the medical model, what needs residents have based on diagnosis. And we, in partnering with the Pioneer Network, really hope to abandon that type of care. We know that a resident-centered social model approach has much better quality outcomes for the resident themselves as well as our employees, and that's what we're striving for.
That's interesting that you bring up it's actually better for the employees as well. How is it better for the caregivers?
Social model of care really stresses knowing each of our individual residents and developing relationships between our staff and the resident themselves. So for the employee, it's much more beneficial as something that means more to them. Most of our employees are here because they feel called to be here and to make a difference for our residents, so it's much more purpose-driven. And we actually have had 100% retention here at Hearthstone for the year of 2012, so we're really excited about that, and it gives us a good foundation to be able to provide good quality of care.
I know retention with skilled care facilities is kind of it's a difficult thing for some places where it's a tough job. Some people who get into it don't know exactly the kind of hard work that they're getting into. So it's easier when it's a friendlier environment.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. In addition to those relationships and how important that is, a social model is based on really two premises for us locally. The first is that we develop those relationships. We know the residents' history. We know their past. We know their present interests, their choices for a daily living, as well as their passions. And then the second is really more of our environment here, that we do have more of a social model. We have color on the walls. They choose what their room looks like. If they want to pick a color for paint before they come in, they're welcome to do so. And we encourage them to bring anything from home that they can. So they're bringing pictures. They're bringing personal belongings. They're bringing maybe they have a favorite china hutch that doesn't fit in the room. They're welcome to bring that if we can find somewhere else in their household to bring it, or even a favorite pet, which gets us back to relationships. But we would encourage that.
So is there special training required for the caregivers in order to work in this model?
We do have something called Encouraging Choice, Honoring Options, and that is an ECHO model, and that's really a Wesley Life model, something that we've based most of our training on for our direct caregivers. And it really, the premise is that we develop community through those relationships, and then we also have additional trainings throughout the year as well.
Does this extend to the family of the patients here?
We do encourage family involvement. We have household meetings on a monthly basis. So Tulip Lane, which is where we provide memory care, as well as Windmill Drive, which was more of our residents that have physical needs. We have monthly meetings with caregivers, residents, and family members to make decisions for the household. They also have a monthly budget. So if they want to spend, everyone has $100 each month on both neighborhoods. So if the family and the staff and residents want to plan a party, they can do that. If they want a movie night, if they want to order out pizza or McDonald's or maybe something healthier, they're welcome to do that with their funds to make it their activity, their programming.
Do you see this as becoming the new norm for skilled care facilities?
What we've seen through research and through actually just our market, what families are wanting for their parents and what we're going to want as we age and get older, is that we want somewhere where we can live, something that's comfortable, somewhere that even if you need a little more assistance, it doesn't mean you should not have the comforts of home as well. So we do see that as a trend, and people are growing in that direction.
Have you gotten any feedback from the patients here about this model?
You know, Jefferson Place has had a great couple of years. We really, Wesley Life assumed ownership of Jefferson Place in 2010. And since that time, we believe that we have provided good quality nursing care as well as that social model. We're a CMS five-star community currently, and that's based on our staffing and our quality of care indicators. And then also we do resident and family satisfaction surveys annually. And we just received an award for excellence in action from my interview for being in the 90th percentile of all nursing homes in the country. And there are only seven others within the state of Iowa that have been given that award. So we do feel that's our residents and our families telling us that they appreciate that resident-centered social model.
Yeah, so you've heard from families that they like it as well, not just the patients here, but their families enjoy, I guess, visiting the patients more?
Yeah, I think so, and we do encourage. You know, we love to see family members here. We have some family members that are here most of their day. We have spouses, you know, that do spend a lot of time with us and become one of us almost with, you know, helping out with little tasks. We've got one that's kind of adopted our courtyard. They go out and maintain that for us. We do encourage intergenerational activities as well. We have numerous schools that stop by, church groups, and teens. So it's kind of fun to have all of those different groups in visiting, maybe the family pet, maybe the grandchildren, whomever it is. We want it to be a natural environment where people feel comfortable to visit.
Are there any difficulties on the managing side of this?
I don't think so. I think the key to managing social change or social models of care, one is the resident is always first. That training with staff that we are very resident-centered, whatever works best for the resident is what we do, even if it's not convenient for us as staff members. I think the other challenge to that is really for a social model of care to work, you have to have a flattened hierarchy. We're not a top-down model. We empower our staff members to make decisions. They know those residents. The direct care workers know our residents better than most anyone else in the building, including myself. So if they've got a recommendation for someone, first we're going to ask that resident what they want. And if they're unable to tell us, we'll go to our staff members and say, what do you think we should do? And typically they have the best answer and best solutions for that.
Is there anything else that you want the public to know about Jefferson Place and this type of social living?
You know, other than I think it's a very natural model, it is something that we strive for every day. There are lots of decisions that are made by staff members, by residents, and families that we do want to encourage those personal choices and provide a nice home for everyone that lives here. I think just knowing that Hearthstone is a ministry of Wesley Life, we've been in business for 65 years, providing excellent care for residents and families, as well that our Hearthstone campus includes Pella Manor, which has 65 independent living apartments, and Fairhaven East, where we have 45 residents in Jefferson Place.
So. All right, well, thanks very much for talking with me today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, and we've heard from Nancy Hamilton. She's an executive director at Hearthstone, and she told us about the social living model of Jefferson Place. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official weather eye meteorologist forecast is next.